Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
But put a pin in that. We'll get back to Joe Burrow and the Bengals offense and the Bengals offense with or without Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. But let's go to the guest line where we're joined, as we are each and every Patriots Friday, by a Patriots coordinator. This week it is Jeremy Springer, special teams coordinator, brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com, by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots, and by Cape Cod Lumber, your local TimberTech supplier, number one in premium decking. Coach Springer, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
We're good. I want to start with you. I wasn't in the room yesterday, but on social media, it seemed like there was a little bragging going on with you that you're the fastest coach on the Patriots coaching staff. Is that true?
No, someone asked me that. It was such a random question. I was like, I didn't know how to answer it, but I was like, you know what? I'll just run with it. Hell yeah, I can run. So you know what? Maybe I am.
Okay, so
I'm sure Braves can still run pretty fast.
Okay, that was the first one I thought of, and we all saw him running in Miami alongside the return.
Yeah.
He was moving pretty good for a 50-year-old. Who else would you handicap? I know there's some young coaching assistants and different guys. If you had to say the top three maybe fastest coaches, you can put yourself in there. Who else?
I would say Thomas Brown. He played running back at Georgia. He still got it. Chucky Keaton can still run. He's on the offensive side of the ball. And then I say Kevin Richardson, who played DB at Arkansas, he can still move pretty well. So those are my top three.
Yeah, I'm not sure I like your chances. They sound fast.
Yeah, they sound very fast.
I played linebacker at UTEP. I was A to A gap. I got guys lined up. That's all I did.
Oh,
that was my
see?
Job. Uh-oh. Guys lined up.
We've also seen the pep in your step on the field. Like, you literally can never stop moving. It's like you have caffeinated gum in 24/7. So I still got my money on you, Jeremy.
We as coaches, we're always sitting down. Everyone thinks we're always standing up, moving around, but most of our day we're spent sitting down and watching film. So I love when I'm outside, I get the chance to move around, burn some calories. Mm-hmm. So it's my opportunity.
So you've had a little time, obviously, to process. Now we're obviously on to Cincinnati 2 days away, but with the extra time to reflect on the Jets game, how'd you guys think that you did, and what could you coach up or improve upon from the AFC East showdown a little over a week ago?
I thought we covered well. That was a big emphasis for us in that game versus a very good return team in the Jets. They had really good dynamic kickoff returner and a punt returner. They still do. And I thought our guys, owned up to that. We had some guys had to step in for some injuries, and we did a really good job of that. And I always continue to think of ways in the return game in which we can be a little more explosive. How we block our guys, how we're teaching it, how we're coaching it, just to get a little more space, because it's hard to get big returns on kickoff return right now, but there is plays to be made. So for us, it's like taking advantage of those opportunities when we get them and make sure we can create X plays in the return game, and then continue to find ways, when we get punt returns and get quality ones, how can we get Marcus Jones loose, man? That's always going to be a big key because he's such a vital part of what we do. And when he's doing good, that means we're winning games. So that's always a thing to look back and try to reflect on.
You mentioned chasing the big plays in kickoff return. We had one last night, which was maybe an aberration. Yeah. The guy kind of ran into his own blocker's back, spun off, and kept right on going. Dude. But when you see one of those, do you like really go through it with a fine-tooth comb and see what they were able to do to get that guy that opportunity? Is that part of that pursuit?
That's what we do every Monday. Me and my assistant, we're going to watch all the kickoff returns around the league and just kind of get a sense of what teams are doing on the big plays. Is it more of the kickoff return team, or is it more of the kickoff team doing missing tackles, getting out of their lanes, things like that? So that's an ongoing thing. Like you saw last night, it was missed tackles, and that's why you like you like big bodies back there sometimes because those guys can break their arm tackles and the bat, and then they can keep running. That's why running back has become a vital position, really, in the back end if you can use that guy.
Jeremy, do you feel like now that the dynamic kickoff has been part of the NFL for a couple of years, and I think it's going to stick around for a while, that it's had a positive effect on offense in the NFL, or a negative effect, or, you know, just the overall effect it's had and how much more impact you guys now have on the game?
I think it's a positive impact because, again, the drive starts is past the 30-yard line right now, and really you can – If you're really good on kickoff return, you can get some of those to 35, and if you hit a touchback because of the wind, especially where we're at, right? It gets windy now. Like a lot of these kicks, sometimes you're trying not to, you keep in the field of play, but it hits in the end zone. You're like, damn it! Now you're pissed because the ball's going to the 35-yard line. And for a guy like Drake May or any of these good quarterbacks around the league, all good offenses, like, you know, two first downs, three first downs, you're already in scoring range. And on top of that, if you stall out after two first downs, you're putting the ball. And now you're able to flip the field because you're putting the ball from the 45-yard line and you're pinning them inside the 20 or inside the 15. So I think at the end of the day, it's a positive impact, and it's making our game on our phase and special teams a little more impactful, which is good. And as you see, as this season progresses now and it gets colder and windier and the ball's, you know, harder, you know, this kickoff return stuff is going to become pretty important. And then injuries come, or you're putting new guys in there. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out the last few weeks of the season into the playoffs.
Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer here on a Patriots Friday on WEEI Afternoons. And you just mentioned it later in the year. You even said against the Jets had some guys worked in there. What are the challenges of that? Because, I mean, sometimes I'm assuming you get guys called up from the practice squad, new faces. You haven't done a lot of work with them. What are the challenges over the course of the week bringing in new guys to roles in what is already a chaotic part of the game?
Yeah, I mean, that's just that's the nature of special teams, especially in the NFL. It's going to happen. It's only a 48-man roster. If one guy goes down, it's going to affect you on special teams. You just got to stay ready. You got to make sure that at the end of the day, that the fundamentals are good. You're not doing too much to be too crazy on special teams, trying to make sure you're sound. And that we're always, you know, Vrabel talks about it all the time, but we're playing to our identity. So whoever steps in, is we're going to play to our identity. If we do those things, we'll help our team win games. And it's always a puzzle piece. It's always new things, always something happening. But hey, man, we're 1-32, right? So the other 31 teams are going right through it like we are. So it's not like we're the only ones doing it. So you got to just play to our identity and go out there and have fun and go execute on game day.
I'm sure you saw this, but Cameron Little, the place kicker for the Jacksonville Jaguars, about 2 weeks ago, I believe, set a new NFL record for field goal distance, 68 yards. And it's funny how just, you know, 65-yarders by Chase McLaughlin, no big deal. Anyway, if pressed into duty, if you had to call upon him, do you think Borregales has 69 in him?
69 yards? Well, you got to remember that Cameron Little, damn good kicker, by the way, he was in Vegas when he kicked that, right? So you're at elevation. So that always helps a lot right there. So
and indoors.
Man, I'm always indoors. I'm always going to ride with my guy. Put it at 70 yards. Let's go, Andy. Get back there and let's go hit it, man.
Especially if we're
in Vegas right now, let's go. Let's go do it. Maybe if it's a, you know, 40-mile-per-hour gust here in New England, it might be a little different. But if it's at our back, let's go. But I'm always going to put trust in our guy. If we got our guy, we're gonna rock with him.
So I think I asked you this, but I have a terrible memory, so just answer it again, please, if you would be.
Yes,
I've heard a lot of bitching by some people, old school people, about field goals, the long field goals. It's because of the kicking balls, and it's kind of making a mockery of the game, and there's going to be 70-something-yard field goals. What are your thoughts on the kicking balls, what they're allowed to do to prep them now, and is it a good/bad thing for the game of football?
I think it's a great thing for the game of football. I mean, at the end of the day, points are what puts people in the seats, right? Like, that's why the NFL, you know, we want points on the board. So the more exciting kicks you have, the more points you get on the board, the better. And I think with these guys having the balls all week, they're getting used to the football. But at the end of the day, man, it's still the snap, the hold, the kick, the weather, everything has to come to play for you to make the kick. But kickers, people understand this. Like,
at Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
20 years ago, kickers were playing quarterback or they were playing safety in high school and college. Then they became kickers in college. Now these guys are specialized kickers. They've been kicking their entire life since they were kids, going to camps and kicking. So the game of football in terms of the kicker, they become so much better because of that. It's not because it's always the football and things like that. They're specialized in that position. That's what they've been doing their whole life. So they're much better kickers nowadays because of it. The same thing with quarterbacks, same thing with all the other positions. Like, they're a lot more better athletes because they've been training since they were little kids. And it's just a different way the game is played now, the way it's advertised. And that's why I think kickers are better and positions are better, period.
All right, so we all wait for the answer to the million-dollar question, will Joe Burrow play or will he not play on Sunday, which I'm sure could affect a lot of things as far as Bengals-Pats goes. Curious what you see in Cincinnati, what kind of challenges they present, and what do they do that's going to stress your units on Sunday?
Yeah, so, you know, their special teams coordinator, Darren Simmons, has been he's been the special teams coordinator there for 23 years, right? He's the longest tenured assistant coach in the NFL. He's been at the one spot for 23 years. So you can say, I don't care who you are, if you've been somewhere for 23 years, it means you're probably pretty consistent in what you do, and you're pretty good at what you do. So he does a great job with his personnel. They're always going to be fast. They're always going to be, you know, lined up where they need to be and do the right thing. They're not what I would say. They're going to do a bunch of stuff. They're going to do what they do and do it very well. They got good specialists. Evan McPherson's a really good kicker. He's done a good job throughout his career since he's been there. They got a big time punter, man, who can punt the ball 70 yards, flip the field. They got a dynamic returner who's got 3 touchdowns in the last 21 games of his career. 1 on punt return, 2 on kickoff return. He got one last year. He had one against Chicago about 3 weeks ago. Wow. You know, he's a fast receiver. He's a 21-mile-per-hour guy. So they got a lot of things that they do well on special teams. That's my phase. That's what I'm worried about. And, you know, we got to do everything we can to take away some of those explosive plays and play penalty-free and get the ball back to Drake May and possess the ball and, you know, help our defense out, set up long fields for those guys. And if we do those things right there, we'll help those guys and do our job.
You mentioned the overall operation on field goals and kicks. We talk about the kicker, Andy Borregaus. He's a rookie. You got Julian Ashby, a rookie. You got a young punter who's the holder. And we all know those guys spend a ton of time together specializing their craft, all these reps, doing all. Like, what's that group like? What's the personality of that group? How do they mesh? How have they come together?
Okay, so this is what you got. So you got Bryce Behringer, our punter, who's kind of like an old soul. You know, he's married, he's young, but he's already married, he's got a dog, he does housework. You know, he's just kind of boring, to be honest with you, but a great guy. I love Bryce. I mean, he's a boring kind of dad life already.
You got a lot of grandpas on the team. Drake said that about himself as well. He goes to bed at like 8.
Yeah, he's like boring. Like, to me, I was running the streets at his age, man. He's not running the streets, but he's perfecting his craft. He's doing the right things. He's always working his ass off to get better at his position and take care of his body, which I love. Then you got Ashby, who's kind of a nerd, never watched like the real movies like Old School and Dodgeball and Bad Boys. So we're trying to get him a little more cultured in terms of just being a little loose. He's a little uptight, you know, Vanderbilt Furman guy. You know, he likes Harry Potter, right? So like, he's a little nerdy in that sense. But we're trying to open him up to be a little more, you know, cultured at the end of the day. Then you got Andy Borregaus, who's cultured. You know, he's laid back. You know, if a gun went off in the building, he'd probably be like, what's going on? He'd be this last one to get out the building. He's a little laid back. Nothing fazes him. You know, that's the thing about him. You miss a kick, he's like, all right, I missed a kick, but, you know, I know what I did wrong. He'll come back and hit again. So the moment's never too big for him. they're all so different in their own way, but they all mesh really well and they work well together. But they're all so different. And honestly, I'm probably more like Andy Borgalis in terms of laid back, but I'm not the old school minded or old man minded like Bryce is. I still like think I can run the streets. And then my boy from Vanderbilt, you know, he's nerdy, but I'm trying to help him out. And I make him watch, I think last week he had to watch Old School and Wedding Crashers.
Nice.
This week he's having to watch, he's had to watch, what's the movie called? Can't remember the names. Not Step Brothers. We have Step Brothers on deck. But Dodgeball and then something else. I can't remember. But we're trying to get him right.
Talladega Nights, 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Anchorman. What's the one with Mark Wahlberg and...
The other guys. Yeah, that's the reason why I work at Bed Bath & Beyond, to send my son to NYU to be a DJ. Don't go chasing waterfalls, Jeremy. That's a great movie.
Dude, I'm telling you, bro, we're trying to get him on it. And actually, Coach Vrabel made him watch The Town last week as well.
Oh.
So, because he had never seen The Town. Which is obviously, you got to watch that if you live in Boston.
Yeah, I mean, that's why whenever your unit takes the field, you can just say, okay, whose car are we taking? All right, last one for me. Coming up, big holiday, obviously. Hopefully you guys fly home on the wings of victory, and then you guys have one extra day before the Giants game.
Uh-huh.
You're a big Thanksgiving guy, and if you were to run to the table, what side hits your plate first?
I am not, I was a big Thanksgiving guy until I got into the NFL, just because we play on, we practice on these days and we work in. But my first thing that I always get is the rolls. Like, if we got rolls on the table, I'm going to get the Pillsbury Doughboy rolls, and I'm going to eat those up. And at that, I'm going to do a little bit of apple pie with some ice cream. Let it eat.
Big carb guy.
Just like that.
Fuels the energy. I like it.
Yeah, selfish Thursday, Thanksgiving is to treat myself, so I'll be a little selfish for my body.
All right, the last question comes from the text line. They said you gave the fastest coaches. They want to know who the slowest coach is, and the texter is betting it's Josh McDaniels and that he runs funny.
I would say the slowest coach on staff, man. That's a good one. Only because of age, I would say Doug Marrone. He's an online guy. He's a little old. But he still can move around a little bit, but I would say probably Doug Marrone's the slowest guy.
That would have been my guess, too. Jeremy, we appreciate you joining us. Great interview, great insight into your trio of kicking game players. And good luck in Cincinnati. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
I appreciate you guys, man. Have a good rest of your day and weekend.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.